United Nations Children's Fund says the conflict in Syria is producing what it calls a lost generation of children. NPR's Paul Brown reports on UNICEF's findings 2 years into the Syrian uprising.
UNICEF spokesman Simon Ingram says the million or more Syrian children either displaced within their country or in refugee camps elsewhere are suffering profoundly.
Children, in many respects, have lost a sense of what their childhood was all about. They are children who've been traumatized by what they've seen, who are distressed and unable to deal with or assimilate the kind of experiences they've been through.
UNICEF also says as the war jostles the complex mosaic of Syrian society, children are more prone than ever to acquiring sectarian and ethnic prejudices as the adults around them express resentments. Paul Brown, NPR News.
The nation's top U.S. intelligence chief says budget cuts are jeopardizing America's security and safety. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper says the U.S. is facing threats extending beyond other nations and terror groups.
When it comes to distinct threat areas, our statement this year leads with cyber, and it's hard to overemphasize its significance.
Clapper says the across-the-board funding cuts have shaved an estimated $4 billion from intelligence budgets. That amounts to about 10% of national intelligence. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 13 points. This is NPR.